Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Tip's going to stop by here in a minute. T.I. in the building. And we're going to get a chance to talk to him about all these different things that he's got going on. So we look forward to that. Yeah, but I'm looking at him now. Now he's just standing outside and hanging out, talking to different folks. But, you know, we love bringing Atlanta folks on, man, and bringing everybody to the spot. What's up, T.I., babe?
Tip is in the house. Hey, man. What's up, man? Good to see you.
So, you know, we've had every and anybody on, and whenever this guy is around, we love to talk to him because he's so connected. He's so Atlanta, and he's doing a lot, man. He's got, a matter of fact, he's got a comedy show coming up, Mike.
Right.
It's going to be at Center Stage here in Atlanta on January 19th, Monday, January 20th. The Ha Ha Mafia. So we're going to talk to him about that. Man, how you doing, man? You look great.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
You look like you just living and enjoying life.
Yeah, doing the best I can. Mm-hmm.
I know, man. You got your hands in a lot of stuff right now, don't you? Talk a little bit about that, man, and diversifying and all this stuff. Like, we know what you know, how you came up and, you know, Bankhead stand up. Everybody knows your story, at least here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I think worldwide, to be honest. But you have diversified yourself in a lot of different things, haven't you?
I've been blessed. And, you know, I have just thoughts, ideas, visions that, you know. And also, I'm sensitive to the needs of the community and the things I see around me. The things I see, the voids of things that could be missing, and I just try to utilize my talents, God-given, and just the resources that I have around me to fill those voids, and they just kind of get me in a lot of things. You know what I mean? You know, one of them, I think our latest venture, me and Killer Mike, we just reopened Bankhead Seafood.
Congratulations.
Man, thank you. Thank you. It's doing real well, and, you know, we're a community. A community-based restaurant, you know. We do sell fried fish and french fries and salads and salmon and shrimp, but more than anything, like, we are a community-based place where people can come and we service the community and sensitive to the needs of the community. Also had Trap City Cafe, which is, you know what I'm saying, a little more, how can I say? Slightly different ambiance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
More shenanigans.
Yeah, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I think that, but again, nestled in the community, there is nowhere else for people who live, I guess you could say, in the Bluff or Upper West Side or however you say, ain't a lot of places for the natives of that community that they can go and feel comfortable and safe and, you know what I'm saying, enjoy themselves, eat, drink, kick it, have good food and a good time. So Trap City Cafe is one of those places. And also we have the Trap Music Museum, where we celebrate the culture of what we now know as trap music and the most significant contributors to it. And it's the first of its kind, also right there in the community next to the cafe. On Travis Street off of Northside, up the street from Simpson Road, what was Simpson Road.
Right.
Yeah, so, but this particular venture is comedy. So, you know, I'm shooting my first comedy special, my journey in comedy. My comedic journey has brought me here to where it's time to shoot a special. We're going to do that at Center Stage. Mm. We're doing it Sunday the 19th. We're going to be two shows, 7:30, 10 o'clock. So get your tickets right now, Ticketmaster, or you can go, you know what I'm saying, to the box office at Center Stage.
It's a great venue. Tip is in the house. T.I. is here. Are these local comics? Or are they just from all over the country? How'd you develop these guys?
Well, this is, okay, so I started January 12th, 2022. You know what I mean? I started doing comedy then, and it was on the heels of me finishing my first film that I directed called Departments, which you can get on All Black right now. And I had so much fun doing it, and I always had, you know, real close ties to the comedy community. A lot of my good friends are comedians, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Mike Epps, K-Dub, you know, Erica Dutchess, DC Young Fly. So I always just felt very comfortable around comedians, and always just so in a social circle full of comedians. And I just, you know, K-Dub really, just, I think out of spite, just threw me on stage one day just to see what, you know, see what would happen. And I fell in love with it, and I just started doing it then, been doing it ever since. And I just kind of sent a group text out of the people who I was spending the most time around in comedy and basically deriving from our experience from Departments. And I put together a syndicate of comedians called the Ha Ha Mafia. And they've been helping to lead, guide, direct, shape, mold my comedic journey. And I've been, in turn, just trying to shine a larger spotlight on their efforts and their talents, because I feel like the world should have been heard on. People like Jay Ski from Virginia, people like Nav Green from Atlanta, people like Ronnie Jordan here in Atlanta, people like comedian K-Dub from Memphis, people like Erica Dutchess, you know what I'm saying? Like people like Tyler Chronicles from L.A. Like, I just feel like, you know, people should have been aware of these, you know, these comedians. And they do shows, you know, they move around and work, but I just don't feel like the attention has broadened to the point where their talent suggests it should be. So I'm trying to do a hand in helping.
Do you think, T.I., now that you're in this area and you're in it and around it, Mike and I talk about it all the time. Like, we love comedy, but we also know how sensitive people are now.
It's hard.
Yeah. And it is. And I say that because you have some comedians, like you mentioned Chappelle and Kevin Hart. They're at a level where they can challenge, right, the norms of what people feel like, hey, you can and can't say those things and still make it funny and get away with it. I'm just curious, like, have you taken that on? Or, hey, do what you do.
In my way, I think that, man, you got to have that IDGAF. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
That's what you get paid to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people who get paid to juggle knives, you know what I'm saying? You paying them to see whether or not they get cut. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I feel like, that's what comedy is. You know, you get paid to go out there and take the risk. Right. Take the risk of, you know, speaking about things that, you know, will your talent allow you to tread the line of, you know, acceptance and make people laugh? And if you win, then you get to go again. You know what I'm saying? but if not, you know, then not.
Right.
So I think that's the dare. That's the balance of risk involved. And that's what makes it beautiful. I think that's the beauty of it. That's why I'm attracted to it. Because at the same time, it's also therapeutic.
Mm.
It's a level of peace associated with it. You know what I mean? To not have to be so concerned about being politically correct.
Bingo. Right.
Saying what people want you to say, doing what people want you to do.
Or what they wouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, it's a freedom.
It is T.I. with us, guys. Tip is live here in studio on Dukes and Bell. And I just found out that you are a grandfather again. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. I got three grandkids now. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
A little birdie just put it in my ear, man. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So much for all of the young talent that I could have recruited. You know, I guess. Yeah. All right, so all the aunties, y'all come on out to the comedy show, man. All the aunties and the grandmas, y'all come on out, check me out.
That's going to be fun.
Nah, man, but it's one of the beautiful, most beautiful things I've ever had the pleasure of experiencing. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
No awesome. Doubt. No doubt. I got to ask, big Marvel guy.
Mm.
You performed the soundtrack on the Deadpool and Wolverine. and look, movie was great. It's funny. Yeah. For those who don't, you know, are not in it, I'm sorry. You guys are missing out.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, when they approach you about that, right?
How do you
and
do
like,
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, T.I., we want to use you. And I'm sure, you know, obviously with the licensing and whatnot, that's a nice little take home.
Do you read the script or do you know what's going on or you just make it happen?
Nah, man. They just send the request with, you know, with the... with the necessary information on there.
I love it.
You know, now sometimes, you know, you can request to ask to see the scene, to see what context it was.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes...
Because you want to know how they're using it.
Yeah, but sometimes if the necessary information is, you know...
Correct.
If it's according to my standards, then, you know, you can bypass, you can waive the need to see it. You know? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I kind of... Something give me the... If I got a sneak of suspicion y'all gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna let y'all rock out. I trust your creative vision.
I love it. I love it. And if you don't get his drift, man, you don't get
it. Picking up what I'm putting down.
I hope so.
I think they smell what I'm cooking.
Tip, you have said you're done with performing. Is this true?
I said I was retiring.
Okay. Okay. So
like retiring and done with performing is not exactly the same.
Okay.
Thing.
So but you will be willing to obviously do some things.
I will be far more selective in my choice of venues and business partners and events that I would be inclined to do. I'm just gonna be a little more, you know,
because you can.
Yeah. I mean, and minimize the risk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think, you know what I'm saying? You know, every artist has, I guess, a time in which they run at a very, very high level, you know what I'm saying? And they move around day to day, in and out of airports, city to city to city. And I did that 22 years, man. I mean, you know, and now... If you want to move me, it got to be really something I want to do and something that's worth doing for real. And the money ain't enough no more.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It ain't just like the money just ain't enough no more. Because the same amount of money that you asked me to do this, I could go to the mailbox for that money. You know, so I mean, but not the Lord has blessed me
for sure
to be in such a position. So I just don't have to run myself raggedy no more. So not to say I won't ever do anything, but I'm going to do what's worth doing to me.
T.I., man, we appreciate you, brother.
Yeah,
I'm glad you stopped by. And again, I want to give out the information. Center Stage.
Yes.
Sunday, January 19th, Monday, right. January 20th.
That's right.
The Ha Ha Mafia.
Yeah.
Both shows.
Mm-hmm.
You got tickets available, Ticketmaster.com.
That's right.
And you can head over to T.I.'s social media and check out more information. So,
absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff out there, man. Listen, brother, I'm just glad you're doing different things.
Man,
we get like tunnel vision.
Right.
Right. And you know, we love your music. We love what you've done for the A.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like, when T.I. gonna do something? T.I. is just like everybody else, man. He's doing different things.
I mean, I think that all the like that tunnel vision that you talk about and being fit in the box, it comes from.
Yep.
You know, getting caught in the necessities of life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we can't dream because we so focused on paying bills. You know, and sometimes, man, a salary is what they pay you to take your mind off your dreams. You feel me?
Right.
So if you are fortunate enough to have made it to a place where you can afford to dream more so than just focus on paying bill, and man, get out there and start dreaming, because that's when you truly live to your full potential.
Love it.
Awesome.
Man, appreciate you, brother.
Right,
nothing like having you on the show. We always appreciate you stopping by.
Really?
Go check out the show, guys.
You dig.
Center Stage, January 19th, Monday, January 20th.